Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Crystal Hart, and I'm with my wonderful co-host, Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi, Joni. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Caroline?
I am fine. Thank you very much. Well, I don't know what the weather's like over there in the States, but it's absolutely beautiful over here. So,
beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, good. That's what we like. Right. Okay. What I'm going to say to you is obviously for those that haven't heard us before, I am Caroline and this is Joni and we do our show on a monthly basis and we've been doing it now for 7 years or 8 years. So anyway, without further ado, I'm going to let Joni introduce herself and obviously tell everyone what we do and what we do.
Well, first I want to say that we just passed our 75th episode milestone last month. So we'll go for another 25 and we'll make it 100. My name is Joni Eisinger. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I received my Master's of Social Work in New York City at Columbia back in 88, and I did that for 10 years. I worked with drug addicts and alcoholics as well as the mentally ill. And I was conventionally trained. I did not believe in any of this. I was religious, and I did not believe in any of this. I thought that people who did what Caroline and I do were nuts. I stayed as far away from folks like us as possible. Around 2003, 2004, 2005, the gifts started coming in. I did not ask for it. I wasn't jonesing for any of this. I was fast-tracked. And I began channeling departed ones and pets, doing hands-on healing. I was able to jump into other lifetimes, or folks call that past lives. And the list went on. I became an animal communicator. And, of course, like the departed ones and pets, mediumship. I was doing clearings. And it went on and on. My life changed 180 degrees. I could no longer be that clinical social worker, as there were many holes that were now filled in that a therapist could not mention in a licensed setting. I started this professionally in 2010. And since then, I have been doing radio and restaurants, galleries, and expos and festivals. I am authored. I channeled many pieces of Yeshua or Jesus, along with other ascended masters and archangels, etc. That's called David's Guidance, A Book of Light. I co-authored The Chakra Journey. I co-created Carry Me Crystals, an oracle and chakra clearing deck that you could find. All of this you could find on my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. And I run groups. I have a discussion group and a meditation development group, and it goes on. I love what I do. Life has changed blessedly. And Caroline and I met on LinkedIn. I found her. And we Skyped. I was moved to know her. And I had been doing some other radio shows, too. And this is the one that is in perpetuity now. The Drew University radio show has gone to the wayside as the two student hosts graduated. I'm no longer on their campus doing live shows. And there was another blog and yet another one out of New Hampshire. So here I am enjoying this just so famously, and I'm just going to pass myself on to you. Caroline, please share about you and what happened and how you got here too.
Hi. Right. Well, I'm Caroline, and I started or learned that I was actually psychic in around 2003. Before that, I actually didn't know. I'm a qualified accountant by trade. And I still practice as a qualified accountant. And so basically, you know, I always had this perception. Well, I thought it was perception at the time. But it wasn't until I got divorced in around 2006 that something had said to me about my ex-husband. And it was a gut feeling and I didn't know about it. And I ignored that gut feeling, much to my how do I put it, much to a situation where it ended in divorce. And that gut feeling was absolutely right. And the reason why I say that is because we were together for 18 years. I had a feeling about something. I ignored it, thinking, no, no, we've been together a long time. And actually, that gut feeling that I had 2 years prior to the end of my marriage, we were actually right. But in the lead up to that, I'd also got a horse, which I loved dearly. He had some serious problems, and basically he was on, and he was laid up on stall rest or box rest, whichever you want to call it, for several months. And I'd walk into his stable and my hands would get hot. I didn't know what it was, but I just knew that by putting my hands on him, it would make him feel better. It wasn't until my divorce at a later point in time that I started to have some healing from a friend who kept saying, do you want some healing? And I turned away from on numerous occasions. And then I gave in because I didn't feel great about life at the time, obviously. And they were of the opinion, did you not know you were a healer? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about, was my response. But then my logical brain wanted to learn more. I learned the science behind it. I attended many courses. I qualified as a spiritual practitioner first. I'm also qualified in life coaching and hypnotherapy. And I've also continued my journey with aromatherapy, herbalism, holistic therapy, sort of homeopathy. And also a qualified Reiki master teacher, as well as that's Yusai Reiki, and also Sekhem. So with all of this studying and all of these things, and obviously I was at the time relatively a new divorcee, so I actually sort of decided that I needed an extra income. Knowing that I had this wonderful gift, I actually started doing telephone psychic readings over the phone professionally in 2016, just part-time. And I've been doing that ever since. And then 10 years ago, Crystal Heart Psychics was born. So that's where I have readers who work for me online who are there to take anyone's call at any minute. We have a credit card booking line for both America, Australia and the UK. And yeah, my passion is about healing. My passion is about being able to assist in a loving way to assist people in their life with what they're going through. And the reason why it is called Crystal Hearts is because for me, a crystal is a crystal. It's beautiful. It's a stone. But it can also be shattered into a million pieces. And Crystal Hearts is about being able to get you back on track. And that's why, you know, that's why it's called what it's called. But I have a passion. And I think, you know, our jobs as healers, we're a service. We love to see people do well. I think Joni has the same opinion.
Yeah.
But both of us are also, we've used our logical brains and our qualifications from previous, as well as our experience and also new qualifications, you know, to get to where we are today. And it's why we can offer the readings and the healings that we do in the way we do them. We both have a very similar belief set in. We come here to learn. We have life lessons. Our job is to assist. We move throughout life learning those lessons. But also with us, we also assist in healing, and we are able to help you move forward, which is what we want to see you do. I don't know whether you'd like to add any more to that, Joni, but I think...
I will say what you have shared, we've been doing this for so many years, that oftentimes people call for a reading and they just want to know, is this going to happen? And if we go in and we see that there's a block, we feel that it's our professional responsibility to identify the blocks. It's usually karma. There could be negative attachments. Whatever the case, we would like for people to understand that when they call us, that if we do identify something that impedes your moving forward to get to that spectacular next place, that we will be encouraging you to go along with us on that call for that healing piece of it. And that it's very simple, and you will see how we do this, because we've been doing this together for many years.
We have indeed, and we love doing what we do, and just obviously so those people to know what I know. So I am clairvoyant. I'm a psychic medium. I work with my guides. I also see pictures in my head in visualization form and symbolation, which I will be able to pass those messages on. And as I say, I also am a healer, but I also am a qualified past life regression therapist, hypnotherapist, NLP master practitioner, and obviously spiritual practitioner. So I made sure I went out and got those qualifications too. So yeah, so anyway, without further ado, so how the show works for those who have not listened before: we come to you, we will read the last three digits of your number, we'll ask who you are and where you are from, and obviously do you have a question. We do try and limit it to one, and the reason for that is we like to get around everybody. Apologies for the delay in the start today. I had some urgent business to attend to. So Yes. So without further ado, I think we're going to have the show at, because of the delay, we're going to shorten the show to an hour. I hope you don't mind for that, Joni. But yeah, we will try and get round to you as quick as we can. So I'm going to read the first call of the night, which is 158.
Hello.
Hi.
You two. It's
Hi.
It's Pat from Connecticut. I'm so happy to be on. And Joni, I say it every time. Your music just grabbed me. I'm really, really, really fussy about music. So
oh,
you, your music grabbed
you.
Me.
You know,
every time.
I'll, thank you. I will just say that I started receiving lyrics while in the shower back in 2014. It went on for a few years, and I connected with a pianist and a sound, you know, sound person, and I made scratch demos, and they're on SoundCloud. So if you go
okay.
to my website, my songs are there. I've also done covers, but the originals are there as well. Maybe one day I'll put out a CD. But
yes,
thank you very
yes.
much. I've done open mic. I've had bands back me up. I've sung at weddings. I love that part of my movie. And thank you. That warms my heart. Bless you.
Well, I thank you. To have my heart grabbed is just very exciting. I just, every single time. Okay.
Thank you.
I have talked to you, and you helped me work through my mechanic that blew my engine and, you know, fighting in court and horrible slander, and the judge awarded me half of what it cost me, blah, 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 blah. Then he wouldn't pay, got the chair, finally got half. Okay. My car's on its last legs. I just put 500 into it again. I found some mechanics. You'd drive by this place and you'd say, I never take my car there. Well, it's like they're out of a TV program, and they have treated me so well. And they've become my friends. And Sam has been fixing up this 2006 Honda Accord for his mother. And I was so down and desperate the other day, I was going to call him and say, can you help me look? Can you suggest where to look for used cars? He said, do you want the Accord? I'm not going to give it to my mom. I'm wondering if that is, and the price is perfect for me. And also, there is another woman that I check in occasionally on Block Talk Radio, and she's been saying probably for 2 months, Toyota Camry, Toyota Camry. I talked to her today, and she said, I still see that. But I want to ask you, can you pick up on this car? I did the VIN number and got the history, which surprised me. It sounded better than I thought it would be. There's no history because it came from a friend of theirs' junkyard. I'm not sure if the VIN information is true, but it looks all good. Anyway, can you help me what you think about this 2006 Honda Accord?
Caroline, you go first. That seems to be our tradition.
Okie dokie. Right, okay. So you're saying, so this is a new car that you're after then. I like the Honda Accords. They're nice cars.
It's you.
Is it great? Is it grey?
Yes, yes. It's 2006.
I thought so.
It's used.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you'll be fine with that.
Okay.
What are you actually
will
trying to
last?
Do? Buy it? Yeah.
Yes,
it'll last a long time.
It.
Yeah. What I'm feeling is it will be more, the words my guides are putting, and this is, they're saying it tongue in cheek, it'll last longer than the other one.
Okay. Okay. And,
so,
he's casual about it. I say, well, what about the timing belt since there's no history? How do I know if I need it? And he just kind of laughs and says, if you have problems, bring it here. I'll throw in a new engine. I said, what about this? He said, don't worry. If you have problems, I'll take care of it. And I believe him, but it's not the kind of information that, you know, a regular dealer would give a client. I'm not really getting a lot of information to make myself feel more secure, and I understand that's how he works.
if you don't feel that you, I'm going to say this to you, Pat. One, there's history, because obviously you've had a succession of issues when it comes to karma cards,
yes.
Okay?
Yep.
So
yeah.
You're not going to be very trusting. So
yes.
If someone is not making you, it's all right him saying, oh, yeah, that's fine, I'll look after it. And okay, he's come see, come so. He seems a really nice guy. I feel that he's trustworthy. But I will say to you, if you don't feel that you can trust him, don't do it, because you will think to yourself, why have I done that for? As far as I'm concerned, what I feel is the car is fine. He's good for his word is what I get. Okay. And I also feel it's a good deal. And I also feel that the car will last a good time. And for some reason, it's just come. He's done the timing belts.
Okay. You know what? I do trust him from the beginning. I appreciate him and trust him. And I'm just imagining what my son is going to say, what my sister's going to say, what my other friend who knows cars is going to say.
It's not about what other people want to say.
I know, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It's not about what other people want to say here. This is about you, how you feel, you know? And I think you really need to, you know, make sure that you trust your gut instinct. This is about you trusting yourself and your gut instinct. And I don't think you're quite there.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, I've been shattered with, you know, I don't trust my instincts because I've been so shattered so many times. In fact, my radiator blew and he said, you need a new radiator. And I said, not possible. I got a new one 3 years ago. And he pulled it out and he said, look at this. You see this mark? That's from a junkyard. You got conned. They charge you for a new one and they got you from a junkyard. So it's like these people drive over 2 hours to get to them, but they're so popular. So it's just, you know, you can't trust anyone other than what you say, instinct. And my instinct is kind of shattered.
I get it. I really do. But I don't think you've got any problems here.
And that's why I call you too.
You know, I just think it's like you've had so much that you're just like, what is going on? So,
I just,
you'll be fine. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm going to pass you on to Joni now and see what Joni's thoughts are on this.
Well, I'm going to say that the car is okay. I'm going to say that he's a nice guy, but I don't feel that it has a long last power. So this makes me think, Caroline, you know how every now and then I bring up the American show Siskel and Ebert, that was the movie show of the two movie critics, and they would, you know, sometimes they would both have thumbs up, thumbs down, or sometimes one was a thumb up, the other was thumb down. This is possibly one of those. I'm getting 2 years.
Okay.
I'm getting in 2 years things are happening, and it's apparent.
I get
5 out of 10. It's a 5 out of 10. It's okay. Can I go in and see whether the reader that told you Toyota, which is a Toyota Camry, was it a Camry or just a Toyota?
Camry.
I'm just going to go in and see why they were saying that. They like the car, so there was a personal bias from that reader.
Okay.
I'm going to go in regarding whether it has to be. No. I'm going to go in regarding the Honda. It's a fine car. It goes on. It gets a little bit grumpy. I think in the winter it doesn't feel as well. I feel there's a stall potential. It needs work. So if you feel comfortable with the guy and he says that he will throw things in, how is the battery?
You know what? I haven't said, please check this and please check that. I asked him. He said it's all okay. If things start to go in 2 years, he's the most affordable. Oftentimes he's fixing things just for parts. Is it something that I could afford? I don't know.
I just
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize. I'm just going to go in and see whether, from what I'm getting, around the two-year mark, whether it starts getting costly. Not really. Did you and I, or Caroline, you and I, did we do any car karma work?
Yes, with the past mechanic that blew the engine.
I'm going to go in and see if you have general car karma. No.
Okay.
So I'm feeling that it feels like, Caroline, do you also agree? It's like a gift. I mean, it feels like the universe puts the car there for her as a mechanic. It feels like it's more like a gift, but it's not like it's the diamond ring. It's more like the marcasite, beautiful marcasite ring, but not the diamond ring. Now, they're both gifts. Not everyone likes marcasite, and not everyone likes diamonds. So it's a gift. It's just a matter of, in time, this starts getting a little bit off because it's what older cars do. I think you're going to be fine. I think that it starts in a November of maybe 2025. That's when it starts getting weird.
So the worry is I may be losing a fair amount of my work of dog care. I'm really kind of freaked out about that. So if that happens, I'm not going to be able to put more money aside for the next year's car. So
I don't see you're going to have a problem. Money.
Oh, good. Okay. Good, good. Okay. Did you see anything about the Camry or just that it was a personal feeling from her?
Caroline, if you want to go in, I see the Camry as a personal bias on the part of the other reader. They liked the car. They were hoping you'd get a Camry.
Yeah.
Caroline?
I get something very similar. I must admit, I don't, for me, I'm kind of like, you're going in, and this is what I'm getting from my guys. They're saying you're getting a good deal on this, and obviously it is an older car. So with an older car, there's always a risk that it might start to go wrong at some point, you know?
Sure.
And the thing is, at the end of the day, if he's saying, yeah, don't worry about it, I'll fix it, I actually think it's quite a good car. So I'm kind of here going, there's nothing, then he... I know why you're thinking it, because you're like, oh, my son's going to go mad and, you know, sort of, you know, everyone's going to say, what you done, Mom, what you doing, you're being daft, da-da-da-da-da. And you're going to be like, look, I trust this guy. And they're going, but after what happened the last time, you know, you're going to have a lot, you know, you are going to have a lot of that. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. But on the other side of that is that... for the price that you're choosing to pay, this is a good price.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Caroline, did you get that the reader that said Toyota Camry had a personal bias?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. That's a two out of two, Pat.
My friend helped me buy a Volvo shipped out from Oklahoma. It was perfect other than once he went through it with a fine-tooth comb. This was only a few months ago. He found $2,000 worth of repairs, so he's buying it from me. So, yeah, my son and everybody's saying, oh, my God, what are you thinking? And thank you. I need that, you know, that support that I've got to follow my intuition.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Caroline.
Yeah, and not only that, remember, you're also starting with, you actually won the court case. So,
yes, right.
You know, and I honestly kind of think that you need to kind of take heed with that and say, you know, there is somewhere, you know, you've actually healed quite a bit.
Yes.
So I think you will be fine.
Thank you both.
The universe is blessing by giving you a mechanic who's a warm man.
Yes, and we're friends now, too. Thank you. Thank you. They're like out of a TV program, like a comedy TV program, and I love them all, and they've been great to me. Thank you both. Mm-hmm. I got in. Thank you. God bless you both. I will. Absolutely. God bless.
Okay, bless you. Take care now. Lots of love. Bye-bye. Right, I'm on my next call, our next call of the evening, which is 748, coming to you now. Hi, 748. Are you coming to you? Oh, no, I haven't clicked on you properly yet. Sorry.
Hello.
Hi, 748. Hi. Talking to Caroline and Joni. How can we help?
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Hi, Anne. How can we help you?
I have kind of a funny question. I would like to look at skin issues and any karma history. I have been house sitting all around the Southwest, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and when I come back to the Santa Fe area, my skin just is not happy. It just erupts. And if you, I'm curious about any past lives. I know Santa Fe is a really old, 1500s. So it doesn't seem to be the altitude or the dryness, because those happen everywhere in the Southwest. So I'd like to, anything about help me clear up skin issues.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to say, Caroline's tagging me with this. We do not aim to cure or heal. This is for entertainment purposes only. Please seek medical, health care, financial, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Okay. And the disclaimer is on my website, and I don't know whether it's on the UK-US blog talk, but disclaimer. Second.
I agree.
When you say erupt, specifically, what happens?
Well, I had eczema. So my family has a history of inflammation with eczema. But it's been gone. You know what I mean? Like, it was a childhood thing. And when I come to Santa Fe, that is what happens. That's what I mean by erupts.
Where does it occur? Where?
Right hand, specifically the ring finger, the right index finger.
And for how long has this been happening?
I moved here a year ago. But then within this year, I travel to Colorado, Arizona. It clears up. I come back here. It gets worse, et cetera. That's kind of cycle.
Do you walk a dog?
Yes, sometimes. Some houses are dogs. Some houses are cats.
Are you a righty?
I am a right-handed, yes.
And you walk dogs of your own or house-sitting in Santa Fe?
House-sitting around the entire Southwest.
And you do
and
that
yes. and
in Santa Fe as well?
And here as well, correct.
Okay, I'm going in.
Great.
Do you have a glass of water by you?
I sure do.
Ping on you. And for the people who don't know, who are listening, when I'm guided to tell someone to take a sip, the other side, the highest of Christ light, the enlightened ones are telling me that they're working on the person and that the water will help flush negative energies through the physical body. So there's a lifetime. And you're a man, you have a beard, and you would lasso, there were a lot of bucking animals. I think you were a ranch hand.
Wow.
And you were trying to make ends meet, and someone said, come with me. I want you to go over here, this territory, there's a lot of work, and you wouldn't budge. I think in Santa Fe, it worked for you there, but it wasn't enough. It was a meager income. You did your best. You tried to, have a cat even come to a saucer, and it wouldn't. You cried tears. There was rain. I just see a lot of rain, but that could be metaphor for tears. And I do see shaking. I see you became nervous. Your hands were tremulous. Your sight got poor, your hair got thin, a lot of dismay. Maybe I should have listened to the person and gotten out of this town. And you stayed. And Santa Fe,
you blamed Santa Fe that it wrecked you. You externalized.
Wow.
It was not about Santa Fe. It was your just
yes.
making a decision, yet you did not take the responsibility or own your decision. So there's karma here. And I see
wow.
your hands. It's holding, gripping, trying to hold on, trying to make things work, make ends meet. And I just see two hands, not in fists of rage, but like as if you're holding on to the reins of a horse, like holding on tight so you don't slip. And that I feel that the eczema of the hand is worry, regret, concern. Does any of that resonate?
Is
not
that,
necessarily yeah. past life, but about any feelings you have in this life.
Well, that's bringing up that story. I feel a lot in my stomach, so it's bringing up a lot of energy for sure.
Okay,
in my like chakra,
there we
so
go.
It's I feel nothing. So yeah.
So then it's a visceral validation. So would you
yeah.
like to clear that negative karma?
Absolutely.
Let's see what you were working on. Doing well and feeling that someone else judges you if you do it your way.
Wow. Look at that.
So, and that you go to your passing, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have stayed. And you blamed other people for their harsh commentary. Let's do this. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any negative karma incurred there. And your name was Rick, by the way, just saying. Any others where you then find yourself in Santa Fe with eczema, that right hand and the ring finger, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Ah, there we go. It was very slippery. I feel like you were not on solid ground. Forgive everyone and everything, including the person who really was quite harsh. Ask for his forgiveness. Please forgive me. I had unforgiveness towards you. There we go. Thank God for these life lessons. And I say God, not being separate from, but we're all part of. That's big. That is very big. Do you feel a little weird in your head right now?
Yeah, it moved up exactly from my stomach up to my forehead.
Yeah, this is releasing. This is going away. A lot of pain and angst. And sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush the negative energies. And I'm just going to go in and see how that, as I call it, the cosmic woo-woo, affect you here in the 3D, the physical life you that we're talking to. Let's see. Feel more grounded. And it's ironic because you were so stuck in Santa Fe and you weren't grounded because of the karma. So now
wow.
you're actually going to settle in to the energy of Santa Fe. And
wonderful.
I feel like I see lemons. So I don't know. Do you put a lemon slice in your water?
No. Well, that's funny. A while ago, maybe a year ago, you told me the same thing. You saw lemons, and I can't really drink it with a stomach acid. But, so
okay.
you said just look at lemons and pictures of lemons. And
now, I just want to share from what I learned is that lemon, again, I'm not a dietitian, not a nutritionist, but lemon, when it's with water, it actually becomes basic. It doesn't become acidic.
Okay.
So you can look that up. There's a lot of information about that.
Okay.
And I believe that you will be settling in and your body is going to be shifting. And in the next few months, you're going to see changes. I would say July. And I'm passing
yeah.
you on to Caroline.
Thank you. I feel relaxed.
I'm so glad. So glad. Thank you for calling. Caroline,
good.
Take it away.
Hi, right, I was listening. So this is about skin sensitivity, really, isn't it? Because I do feel from my point of view, the words I'm getting is like, there's been a lot of changes. This is what I'm picking up. There's been a lot of changes going on currently in your life that's caused stress. And obviously with you, because of your skin sensitivity, it's causing flare-ups. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, but I also feel, and this is going to sound mad, but is it also related to when you're in certain places? So like if you're over there, it doesn't work. Yeah, and it's like, it's almost like the words I'm getting is atmosphere almost.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is I thought it is very dry here. I was from a humid place my whole life. So adjusting to dry has taken a long time. But it's really different each season. You know, like I'll go up to Colorado. Mm. It'll be at 10,000 feet and I won't have the issue. And then I come here and I have the issue, you know, so it's just odd.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's almost like the words I'm getting is almost like you're reactive to the atmosphere around where you are. So depending on the conditions, it's like
your reaction. Is, I think of myself, my skin is like a frog skin and so sensitive.
Yeah, it is. But I also feel there's things, and this is what my guides are saying. Obviously, Joni is the absolute in sensitivities because she has had them in the past and recovered amazingly well.
Wonderful.
You know, so, but also, right, what they're giving me, and what I'm going to say at the moment, I'm not a doctor, so please see your healthcare professional, obviously. Like there's the metals in the atmosphere that your skin's picking up.
Did you
say
metal?
I don't know what metal, yeah.
Wow.
Don't ask me. I'm just a channel. But for one second,
do you cook with aluminum? Do you have aluminum pans? Do you use a lot of aluminum foil?
Foil. Aluminum foil, yes.
And do you use deodorant with aluminum?
No. No. I don't.
And do you use baking powder with aluminum?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Caroline.
Yeah. So basically what my guides are sort of, I feel like I want to guide you to actually go and get an allergy tested because I think you would actually get into the bottom of where these skin allergies are coming from because it's almost like they're saying to me there's two things. One, it's the atmospheric pressure, so it depends where you are and how the atmosphere is, and it also depends on, because obviously at the end of the day, yes, we walk around in fresh air, but depending on where you are, city, depending on the industry in that city and what's in the air. So I'm not saying don't go out or anything like that, but it's a little bit like, you know, over here in the UK, there's London, and obviously London has quite a bit of smog, and that's bad for people's chests. So I think you've got something similar going on the skin. So I also feel, and I'm being told this, is to meditate more often, obviously, because I also feel that you need to, and the other words they're saying to me is you need to sleep. So are you telling me that you haven't been sleeping recently?
I sleep and then I wake up.
Yeah, you're not very good at sleeping, are you? For want of a better word. That's what the guys have just said. Sorry, I do apologize,
funny.
But they are quite direct.
You
know, but I also, me and Joni will always say our guides have a sense of humour, so come with a sense of humour, because sometimes they just come out with things and you're like, I can't believe I've just said that, but I'm saying that they say it with, you know, with love and no judgement, so I cannot honestly say that. But I feel with your guides is that with my guides that they're sort of saying You need to learn to sleep well. That'll really do you good. They are giving me all this mineral. So I feel like it is a case of trying to remove as much as you can. Like as what Joni said, do you cook with aluminium pans? So mm-hmm. have a look at sort of, because I feel that your skin's very sensitive to this kind of stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost like they're saying to me, this is the way I'm getting it. So, you know, bear with me. So they're actually saying to me, it's like you've almost got to give yourself a spiritual bath before you walk out the door. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like practice like doing almost like you're cleansing your skin, but it's not. It's on an energy level.
Oh,
and it will help. It will actually help protect your skin before you walk out the door. The other thing they are giving me is salt. You could rub salt into your skin. And when I say salt, I'm not talking table salt here. I'm talking like Himalayan salt, you know? But I think for you, it's like they are pointing to say about getting allergy tested to see where your sensitivity is, because you'll understand. And then when you look at like where you're moving to, where you're based, and you know when your skin flares up and when it doesn't, I'm kind of here going, you'll know what you meant to do there. But I do agree with Joni on the lemon juice as well.
Okay.
Lemon came up again, but definitely look into how lemon in water actually alkalinizes a person versus makes them acidic. But again, we're not dietitians, we're not doctors. We're not going to go against anyone's diet. You'll do your research and you'll see.
Yeah, I
read about that with vinegar. I take apple cider vinegar, and that's the same. It's actually alkalizing.
But also, if you want to treat it from the outside, and I've had this lately, and it's for my horse, so apologies, but he's got a severe skin condition right now, is when I was actually doing some healing on him the other day, what came up was rose water. And the reason why rose water comes up is it's really good for eczema, and it's really good for cleansing the skin, and it's also good for restoring pH balance, very gentle. And I'd never heard of it before. And then I went and looked it all up. And I was like, I'm getting that as a channel. So I need to go and look it up.
Right.
And I have to say, I have used it. And it has cleaned his skin. No problem.
Did you make it yourself or you bought it?
I bought the facial one, but I probably will make it myself. But I actually bought a facial cleanser, which is just the water and the rose water, and I was absolutely astounded at the difference, and I'd never thought of it before. But the other thing that comes up with that is again the lemon water. That's good at protecting skin, but the problem is with the lemon water is you've got to make sure you don't go out in sunlight if you're using lemon water, because it can bleach. Just remember that. So
we did that as kids. We did that on purpose. You put lemon water in your hair.
So that's why, but that's it's very good for the kind of condition you've got. So that's why the lemons are coming up. But I'm getting it more about you have a glass of water with lemon inside it, so it's giving you it from the inside, not the outside.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that's coming up again and again and again and again. The other things, obviously, that I'm being told to rub on your skin is aloe vera. With you, it's soft and sensitive because you want to moisture but keep your pH balance. But stress creates the flare-up, and it's also there's an allergy to metal somewhere.
Interesting.
The other thing as well that I'm doing with my horse right now, and just so you know, I'm actually using something called halo therapy on him, which is salt therapy, and that's good for skin conditions too.
How do you spell that?
Halo. Halo, H-A-L-O, therapy.
Oh, okay, got it.
And that's like, it's a steam room, but it's with salt in it. So it's created, steam is created from a saline, and that's supposed to be really good for skin conditions. And it's really good for, it's recommended for eczema. Just a thought, but it's something I'm using right now on my own four-legged creature. So,
Please,
fill us in how you're doing.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Like
I will let you. That's a lot of great info. Thanks. I'll let you know.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, the lemon water definitely keeps cropping up as well. So, yeah.
Okay. I'll get some organic lemons for sure.
Absolutely.
And sip water between now and when you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the reminder.
All right, then you take care now.
Take
Thanks very
care.
Much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Right, okay. So we're going on to our next caller of the night. Sorry, or of the day, shall we say. So we're going on to 312. 312, who are you speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I am in Wisconsin, but I'm from Illinois.
And how can we help?
And I don't know if the first caller is still listening, but I listened to that show earlier today, the one that she was talking about, and the reader read for me like 2 years ago and told me I was going to move in May, but and I am moving in May, but it was two years later, so maybe the Camry comes 2 years down the road. Okay, so...
That's interesting.
She said I was going to move in May, but it wasn't until 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to be honest, I would always say spirit are not great with the timings.
Never.
How they see time and how we see time are two different things.
So it's been a long time coming. I'm finally moving to, you know, where I want to move. But you know how it is, apartment hunting. It's always like, because I don't know anybody. I'm just moving down there because I feel like this is where I need to be right now for my life. And so I found an apartment today, and it's in a different area, but in an area I want to be in. And so am I in the right area? Like, it's more public, like I'll be out where there's more people, which is what I need because I've been so isolated. And I'm just trying to narrow it down. Like, if I don't get this one, then is it like really close to this one? It's I like the numbers are usually like my numbers.
Caroline, you go.
Ah, right, okay. So when you say you said you usually like your numbers. Oh dear. It's all right. I can't hear you very well. What was your question again?
Okay, so I found this apartment and the number is 4251. And if you add it up, it's 111, which is like, that's my lucky residential numbers, 111. I automatically want to say I'm going to get it, but I don't know yet because I didn't apply. But am I in the right area for apartment hunting? Does it look good for this apartment? I feel like, you know, I wish I could just move in tomorrow.
Okay, so have you actually been and visited the apartment? Have you actually gone and looked and seen and gone, yeah, this feels right?
No, I'm just going to, I always just pick stuff, like, pretty much online. It's, like, nowhere near, like, it's 1,500 miles away from where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to do this over the Internet.
Okay. So, I mean, the numbers are a sign. That's all I'll say, you know? And I do feel that it feels good, but I want you to get the feeling about it's right. But by you asking me, it's almost like I feel that you're unsure.
Only because it's such a lifestyle change for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I holding myself back? Like, I believe this is where I belong. I don't know what my problem is.
I think, to be perfectly honest, I think you will be fine. I think it's a nice place
What my concern is, and this is where I'm picking up, is area-wise, I'm not feeling it's the best. And I kind of feel like I want to push you to look at a different area. So I feel that it's fine, and my guides are sort of saying, but it's almost like you've seen the door sign and gone, yeah, that's the one I'm going for it. And I'm kind of like, yeah, that's fine. There's a great sign there, but I also want you to have a bit of common sense as well. And just kind of say, okay, well, I'm just going to have another mooch around, because I'm really quite nervous that you're doing this online. Can you not drive by this place, or is it too far away to do that?
No, this is South Beach, Miami, and I'm in Wisconsin. And I have to have my, like, I have to have it all lined up with the movers, and you know what I'm saying? And I originally picked an apartment that was, like, an hour away, and that was the one that I'm like, no, you know, why am I putting myself an hour away from the beach? I mean, people move to Florida to be close to the beach. So the apartment that I originally was going to apply for, I said no this morning, and I changed addresses to this place here that was closer to, like, the stores and the beach.
Okay. So I'm probably picking up about the one that you said no to earlier on.
Yeah, like, because nobody could give me any information on that place. Like, nobody could tell me anybody that they knew that lived there. It just seemed like it was kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Not, I mean, I hate to say that, but it just seemed like it wasn't... It just seemed like it was out in left field.
Well, this one that you've gone for, right, so this is why I was getting it. So the one that you said no to earlier on, that was the one I was getting the feeling for. As soon as you mentioned this one that you've already said, that you said, yeah, I'd like this one, it's closer to the beach, I feel that's more suitable is my word.
Okay.
So you need to apply for that now if you haven't already.
I didn't apply for it yet only because I always like to check with... I feel like I could be somebody who gets my, I'm a Sagittarius, and like we like everything grandiose and huge, and you know, Zeus rules the entire universe, and I just feel like sometimes I can get like out there, like a balloon on a string that gets let go and never comes back, and so that's why I like to just check with somebody, I mean, else to even see if like I'm being realistic. You know?
Yeah, I think you're fine. No, they are saying it's fine. I think you've got to make sure you can afford it, obviously. But if you can, you're actually okay. I think you need to apply and then sit. But I also feel, and I am going to say this to you, the words that I'm getting, and I kind of feel this, is with the way everything's going right now in the property market, I feel that you have to move quickly.
Yeah.
Because I feel that you need to secure it first. So you could, how do I put it, and this is what I sort of feel, as long as you've seen the property, you like the look of it, you like the pictures, it's the right location, but you're telling me that you can't physically go and see it, I think, for me, you're going to have to trust your intuition. But it feels okay.
I'm like, ready to go. It's not me. Like, I have relocation papers that need to be filled out in the county office. And that lady's just jerking me around. And I'll have to go over her head or under her head or around her, like, the orange cone that she's being. But nobody's going to stop me from moving forward. But I agree with you. It's like, things are, like, with the housing, it's tight. You're right. Like, you got to move on it. You got to go.
Yeah. So I think you need to sort of act on it quite quickly. But I feel, you know, I'm just, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you on to Joni, because we are coming nearer to the end of the show. But what I'm going to say is I'll be with Joni, because it looks to me as if there needs to be a clearing to make sure this energy goes through. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to go, I'll do a quick go in, and then we'll see if there's any clearing needed going in. It's fine.
really has to do with location. You know, I feel like you take it. I feel like you grab it, and then you go there. It's okay. It's okay. We're going to give 10 being the best. I'd give it a 6. It's okay. A 6 out of 10, 10 being the best. It's okay. I feel like you do move, though. I feel you grab it, so you make a home, and then you leave because you find something better. And I did, when you were talking to Caroline and you said something about shopping versus beach, I got stores. I feel like it's very convenient, and that was very important.
Awesome.
What do you think of that? What do you think?
Yeah, I like the fact that there's going to be, like, other people around and, like, a
right.
shop availability and stuff. Because
right.
I live in a rural area now, and I swear it's made me, like, a little mental. Like, you know.
There's much more commotion in a good way. There are people. But I feel like you're going to find your tribe elsewhere, but you need to grab something. Get there, and then you start knowing the area, and then you figure things out. Can I go in based on Caroline's going in regarding if a clearing is needed?
Yes, please.
Going in regarding house, moving, anything? Well, there's something generally, why did I do this? Why me? Do you sometimes worry that you could make a decision and then, like, regret seems to follow you? A big, something with a lot of regret.
I regret that I didn't move there before I moved up here, but
there's
that wasn't my path.
Okay, so I'm going to go in and find out where regret, negative karma started. Oh. You were a teenager, I think it was parochial school, and you shouted, and a student called you a name, and then you got up, and you ran, and you were held accountable for your actions, and I think you were dismissed from a parochial school. You had regret. There's the regret. Now, when you say yup, did anything happen in this life?
So, yeah, my mom signed us up for this, like, exclusive dance school, and the teacher told me that I would never get married because I couldn't dance, and, like, she just totally went off on me, like, in front of everybody, and I thought it was so uncalled for. I was, like, 8, 9 years old, you know, and so I called her a B-I-T, blah, blah, blah. And I left, and my mom was mad because my mom was like, even though the teacher was wrong for saying that to you, like, she was like this, you know, prestigious dance school. And, like, I basically embarrassed my whole family because my sisters were in that school and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I mean, you can't tell some 8, 9-year-old kid that she's never going to get married because she, you know, isn't a fantastic dancer. I mean, I was
so
a kid.
Yeah, so basically you have the bleed-through effect from the other lifetime where the karma began, and it was a replay with another situation. So it was for you to make amends and not say the B word, and it's all fine. There's no judgment. Let's see what you were working on. Just basic peace. So the theme, I believe, in this lifetime also is just for you to not have commotion, no drama, and just, like, be more chill. Shall we get rid of the negative karma?
Awesome. Yes.
Here we cross time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. That one over there, parochial school and the regret, the R word. Bleed through over this one, dance school and the B word. And any others that would have this regret energy as an obstacle with your moving forward. Forgive yourself. There we go. You're happy. You're dancing. Ha, ha, ha. Dancing. Forgive everyone and everything. Do the forgiveness of everyone and everything. You're happy. God bless you. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness.
Thank God for these life lessons. And you'll sip water between now and when you go to sleep. Let's see how this affects you here moving forward. I feel that you are steadier. You feel more in control. You have more of a handle on things. Your vision is stronger. Your knowing is stronger. You, again, you have more peace. And that moving forward, I think it just automatically starts. I don't even see it like next week or a month or down the road. And you, and you're moving forward, your intuition, sure, a lot of people call up psychics for validation and et cetera. It's not a bad thing. There's no judging that we're here for. And as Caroline has said, you know, we want people to come into their growth and, you know, they're strengthening their intuition, just like Pat at the beginning. So you will be stronger. You will feel that your knowing, your claircognizance, your divine knowing is strengthened and moving. I just feel you're going to be happier.
Awesome. Yeah, and I do agree this is just to get me in the area and then I'll find a place from there. But I have to start somewhere, you know?
Right. It feels fine. And let us know,
ladies,
please.
You are awesome. I will. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very
much. Thank you. We love that feedback. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, we hope that's helped.
Have a great day.
Very much so. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Right. Well, I am going to say this, Joni. We have reached the end of the show.
That is fine. That happens at the end of every show.
We do have a lot of callers waiting. But I'm going to say, guys, we so appreciate the fact you've called in. But I think apologies for the delay. Obviously, that was my fault. I had an emergency to tend to. But we will be back. And we will be back on, what did we say? Was it the 17th of June?
I don't remember. Calendar is behind me.
Middle of June. I wrote it in the calendar, so I'll just double check.
And please, folks, follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You'll get a notification of when we do our next show.
It was the 20th of June.
There you go.
20th of June.
How can people find you if they're interested in a session?
You can find me on crystalheartpsychics.com. But also, you can get in touch with me via Blog Talk Radio show page, which is UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond, or I have a Crystal Heart Psychics show page, Crystal Heart Psychics page as well. So you can message me through there. Also, you can send me an email at caroline@crystalheartpsychics.com or info@crystalheartpsychics.com. And also what I will say is we do, so we, with Crystal Heart Psychics, we do text to psychic. We actually do email readings and we do obviously telephone readings over the phone, not personally with myself, but I also have readers and I make sure they are all tested. And I do listen to a lot of the readings to make sure everything is above board. So that is me. And how can people contact you, Joni?
They can find me through my website, joniswhitelifehealing.com. You could use the contact page and reach out regarding rates, sessions, and how to connect. I do phone and FaceTime, Facebook video, in-person, and Skype sessions. And you could find me on LinkedIn. You could find me on SoundCloud and YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. It's under Joni Isinger. And also I do want to mention for the locals, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, I will be doing the Spiritual Holistic Expo in Allentown on Saturday and Sunday in the Agriplex on 2 Street from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. So if you happen to be in the area or if you want to take a drive, I will be a vendor there. I'll have a booth. And when you're attending, when you go there, ask where I am. Ask which row I'm in or my booth number. And I look forward to seeing you there. I'm going to be offering 15-minute sessions. And if people want longer, they'll just be signing up for
more than 15, a 15 to 15, however many 15s you'd like. So that is Joni. And I want to thank you for manning the Blog Talk Radio controls from the UK.
That's okay by me. That's okay. So, yeah, I am. Well, as I say, we'll be back on the 20th of June. Thank you for joining us, everyone. We're sorry we've had to cut it short today. We look forward to seeing you next month. Thanks for calling. You take care now.
And also, next month we'll be doing this at 3:30. 3:30,
yeah,
and 8:30. 3:30 Eastern Standard, 8:30 GMT.
Absolutely. It's just, as I say, we've had to change due to the emergency.
You take care, Caroline.
And you. And thank you very much for listening. I'm not going to play a tune because we've gone over time anyway, but thanks for your calls, and we'll see you on the 20th of June. Okay, take care now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.